First, I'll tell them how important advertising is, how it can impact on all of society.
Ooh, impacting. It's good, it's good.
And then I'll segue into the role advertising plays in a thriving, healthy economy.
Smooth, smooth.
And then I'll bring it all home by telling them about the exciting lifestyle of an advertising executive.
Ooh, I know I'm excited. Hey, how about you, Moan?
Yeah. Good. Very good, Angela. Very good.
Angela, you're going to make a terrific teacher. You're going to be even better than Sister Blandina. Probably a better dresser, too.
Mom, look! You're famous!
Yeah, the catalog just came from Southport University.
Really?
There you are. Angela Bauer, Introduction to Advertising.
So how can they picked you, Angela?
I don't know.
Because they wanted the best.
Well, thank you, Mother.
And when he wasn't available, they got Angela.
Why don't I learn?
Angela, I think what you are doing is terrific. I mean, adult education, oh, it's important. I mean, it's really important. It's educating adults.
Yeah, oh, here's an important course. Introduction to Origami.
What's origami?
Not as much fun as it sounds. Good. Ring around the collar. Two mints in one. Now, can anybody tell me what all these slogans have in common?
They're annoying.
But you remember them. Now, these little slogans have moved millions of dollars of products. And in this class, I am going to show you why. But first, let's get to know each other better. Roll call, William Abbott.
Here.
Okay, Bradley Gillis?
Present.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
No, but I like your way better. I came to learn.
And you will. Karen Mayer.
Here.
Anthony Maselli. Tony?
Oh, yo, Teach.
Sorry I'm late. Hey. Oh, I hope nobody squeezed the Charmin yet.
Can you believe this guy trying to kiss up to the teacher?
Yeah. You know, there's one like that in every class.
Two.
Parker, Singer, Steinkellner. Mr. Maselli, may I speak to you a moment?
Me?
You're in trouble.
Sure, Angela. Ms. Bauer, you surprised to see me? You look surprised. Hey, I brought you an apple, and it's a firm one, not mushy.
Tony?
Well, you know, I know how you hate those mushy apples.
Tony, I am teaching a class here.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to take it.
Why?
Well, my mind is a terrible thing to waste, Angela.
Tony.
Well, come on, I've been living with you for about a year and a half now, and it...
Oh, easy, eh?
Well, I mean, you know what I do for a living, you know? Not that you could do it. But I would like to know more about what you do.
Okay. We'll give it a try.
Good.
But no special treatment.
Hey, I don't want no special treatment. What are you kidding? But, now that you mention it, I may be a little late Tuesday. I gotta do the drapes. By the way, could you take notes for me?
Would you sit down, Mr. Maselli?
I'm gonna go sit.
Well, now, class, I know all of your names. I think you should know my name, too. Angela Bauer. Oh,
is she a great teacher or what? Angela taught us all of that in just the first half of the class.
What did she do in the second half? Walk on water?
Hardy har har. I'm telling you, Mo, she's a great teacher.
Well, I know where she gets it. After all, I've taught a few old dogs some new tricks myself.
All right. Who among you can tell me the five most important rules when making a TV commercial?
Darn! And I knew them only yesterday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Bauer.
Cute. Very cute.
Hey, Angela, check this out. I give my family fiber puffs every morning to get them going, eh? Eh? Product identification, personal endorsement, rules 2 and 3.
Very good, Tony.
I hate these things.
That's why we have advertising, to make you think you like them.
Mona, commercials are the cornerstone of the free market economy.
A And they give you time to go to the bathroom when you're watching TV.
Oh, that's why nobody watches public television.
You come up with an idea for your assignment yet?
Homework? You got homework on the first day?
Boy, his teacher must be a real battle axe.
I am having each student make a commercial for a laundry detergent.
Yeah, and I got a great idea. Let me tell you, nobody's going to the bathroom during my commercial.
Well, let's hear it. I'll give you some pointers.
Oh, no thanks, Angela. I want it to be a surprise.
Oh, Tony, there's more to making a good commercial than you might think. I just want to help you.
Well, tell you the truth, Angela, you already have. You're my inspiration. And I love the way you care about your students. Did I tell you guys what kind of great teacher she is?
Yes!
Isn't this great? Me and you doing our homework together.
Yeah, Dad. I'll color your storyboard if you read Silas Marner.
What are you trying to say? This is easy? You try staying inside these lines.
Tony, you should have seen your teacher in action today. I sold a $20 million campaign, and I did it in 20 minutes.
Whoa, a mil a minute. Way to go, Angela.
And with all the art directors, copywriters, and creative geniuses on my staff, who do you think came up with the winning idea? Me.
No, of course you did. Let me see. I love the excitement of advertising. Oh.
Ta-da!
It's cute.
Cute? It's bold. It's dynamic. It's innovative.
Yeah. It's just not as bold, dynamic, or innovative as mine.
Well, I can't wait to see yours.
Well, not just yet. But it's going to knock your socks off, right, Sam?
Yeah. Made me want to drop a load into the washer.
Tony, come on. I showed you mine. Why don't you show me yours?
Angela, are you still playing that game? Can I be the nurse?
Not now, Mother. Now, Tony, all the other students have shown me their storyboard. They seem to want my help.
Yeah, well, all the other students ain't got this.
Ah, brilliant.
Mona.
Oh, even better.
Tony, you seem to forget that I'm going to be grading you on this.
Oh, hey, no problem there, Angela. We're talking straight A city.
Well, students, tonight's the night we've all been waiting for. Tonight we're going to view the commercials of the advertising executives of the future.
Oh, I feel like I'm on Star Search.
Who would like to be first?
Oh.
Mr. Gylos.
This is going to be a tough act to follow.
Sure.
As I discussed with Mrs. Bauer, I decided to go with a celebrity endorsement. But who? I wanted someone fresh. Someone with integrity. Someone who you haven't seen on commercials before. Mrs. Bauer, I think you'll find my selection quite effective.
When does this guy come up for air?
Princess Di. When my Charlie's had a rough day on the polo field, I wash all of his riding togs in Buckingham soap. It also does wonders for the heir apparent's diapers. So, to make your whole family feel like royalty, use Buckingham soap. I do.
Beat that, Miss Ellie.
In my sleep.
Bradley, that was a wonderful example of humor in advertising. It was really very funny.
It wasn't supposed to be.
Well, never can tell with the British, can you? Any comments from the class?
I didn't know Princess Di did her own laundry.
Settle down. Now, Bradley, we'll come back to this later, all right? Now let's move on. Mr. Maselli.
Yo!
I believe you're next.
All right. Hey, gang, you seen the rest. Princess Di. Now get ready to see the best. Everybody got a good seat? You look a little short. You want to move to the first
row? Would you just play the damn tape?
You can't wait to see it, can you? Okay.
Hi. In my line of work, the right detergent is very important. My dainties in Bouncy Flicks. The detergent of the champions.
Bouncy Flakes. To give your laundry a thrill.
Thank you. But I can't take all the credit. I gotta thank Jungle Jane and Gritty Gertie. And don't forget, my inspiration, Angela Bauer.
I inspired that?
So, what'd you think? Was it great or was it great?
Well, it was very graphic.
Oh, graphic. Graphic, huh? Graphic is good.
Not always.
Well, it was this time. So what's my grade?
Now, I need a little while to think about it. Please sit down.
Oh, but Angela...
Tony, don't push me on this.
Angela, it's my grade. I earned it.
It's offensive.
Offensive?
Yes, it's offensive. It's the most offensive television commercial I have ever seen.
Are you saying it's not an A?
An A? An A? It's an F. An F. As in flunk. Fail. Phooey!
But you're gonna grade on a curve, right?
Tony, I knew it wasn't a good idea for you to take the class. I'll talk to the school about reimbursing you.
Oh, hey. I ain't dropping that class. I may be a failure, but I'm no quitter.
Angela... You shouldn't have flunked him. Now he'll never get into grad school.
Mother, he was impossible. He disrupted my entire class. He showed the most offensive piece of junk that anybody's ever seen, and then he strutted around the room like he was Francis Ford Coppola.
Our Tony, overconfident?
Then I tried to tell him what was wrong with the commercial very gently.
Oh, you mean like it being the most offensive piece of junk you've ever seen?
Well, it really was, Mother.
So what you're saying is you tore his work apart, you humiliated him in front of the class, and you shattered his ego.
Well, if he can't take a little constructive criticism. Well, that's why he's taking the class, isn't it?
No, Angela, he took the class because of you. He wanted to impress you, and he wanted to make you proud.
Really?
Yes, he worked very hard on his project.
I know he did, and there are some very good things about it.
Well, did you tell him that?
Well, no. But he just makes me so mad. He just won't listen.
That's because he cares too much what you think about him. Unless, of course, you don't think he's wonderful, then he doesn't want to hear about it.
Mother, how am I going to get through to him?
Well, you're the teacher. Hit him with a ruler. Oh, Angela, he's just another student.
No, he's not. He's not just another student. He's Tony. And I expected more from him. More than half-naked women covered in mud. Degrading themselves. It was offensive. It was disgusting. It deserved an F. Mother, it deserved lower than an F. It deserved a G!
Well, Princess Di liked it.
And now I'd like to introduce to you the speaker for this evening, Mr. Jeremy Eichen. He is the vice president in charge of advertising for Sunshine Laundry Detergent.
Soap is my life.
He's
He's looked at your commercials and he has agreed to give you an objective opinion. We are very lucky to have him. Not only is he a good friend of mine, but he is the man who pioneered the dripless spout.
I'm not going to take her again next quarter.
And now, without further ado, I'd like to turn the podium over to Jeremy.
Soap. Everybody needs it, but how do you sell it? Well, this woman you see before you could sell cold water detergent to an Eskimo.
Thank you, Jeremy.
But the question is, can you? I'm sure you've all heard there are 5 rules of advertising.
I know them.
Forget them. There's just one rule I go on. Guts. Let me write that down for you.
I wonder who could have done that.
Sorry, Jeremy. Speaking about guts.
That's right. I've been looking at some of your commercials, and quite frankly, my gut says that some of them stank.
Oh, Jeremy, they're just students.
Well, you're right, Angela, but selling soap is a dirty business. The American consumer isn't going to buy detergent from some guy wearing a tiara. I don't care who he says he is.
Hey, you should have taken origami.
And one of you had the audacity to put a couple of half-naked women in mud.
Jeremy, please.
And it is that kind of audacity that sells soap.
It is?
It is.
Where's the selling?
Yo!
Your Bouncy Flakes commercial had me in a lather. Come on up here, Vincent. I want to shake your hand.
Hey, see that, Angela? He liked my commercial, and he's the guy that pioneered the dripless spout.
Well, I agree, Jeremy. It was very imaginative in a muddy sort of way.
Yeah? Then why'd you give me an F?
An F?
Yeah, you know, like in fail, flunk, fooey.
I gave you an F because your commercial had one very serious flaw. Now, can somebody tell us what that was?
I know. I know.
Mr. Maselli.
Hey, I'm with him, remember? I liked it.
Will it make you buy soap?
Buy the truckload.
What about you, Jeremy?
Well, actually, I don't buy the soap in my family. My wife does.
That's very interesting. Because in my household, the pig-headed male housekeeper buys the laundry detergent.
You have a male housekeeper? That's certainly...
Watch it, pal.
Interesting. Unusual. Very today.
So if women are the ones who are buying the soap, what would that mean, Mr. Maselli?
That would mean my commercial stank. I mean, I forgot rule number 5.
Know your target audience.
Thank you, Your Highness.
And if women are my target audience, they probably wouldn't like the mud wrestling as much as I do. Ooh, I hate it when I'm wrong. I hate it even more when you're right.
Thank you, Tony. I accept your apologies. Tony, one more thing. Your commercial wasn't the most offensive piece of junk I've ever seen.
I knew you liked it. I knew you liked it.
Sit down, Mr. Maselli.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. Now that we have cleared the air... Does this belong to someone?
I made you some tea and those yummy cookies you like.
Thank you, Tony.
Oh, gee, what are you doing? Doing the grades?
Yep, I just got to Maselli. Isn't that a coincidence? Oh,
well, might I ask, any changes?
Yes, Tony, in light of your new understanding of advertising, I have decided to change your grade.
I knew those cookies would get to you.
To a C.
A C? Angel, I made those cookies from scratch.
We did have a slight behavior problem, didn't we?
Aw, rats.
All right, Tony. I will forget about the airplane and the whoopee cushion and Battle Axe Bauer and grade you just on the merits of your commercial, which means a B. Oh. If you promise me that there will be no more childish pranks. Deal?
Deal.